If by chance you suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder, then I have the holiday for you. Because Passover is an absolute festival of compulsion. And enables those who like detail and obsessive detail to find their true spiritual home. It's why on Passover you say Chag Kasher V'Sameach, have a kosher and happy Passover, which does not mean that you want people to eat pigs on Sukkot. But rather that on Passover, keeping kosher is so difficult that you actually have to wish people that they keep kosher on Passover. And I want to make a defense of what even as a child seemed to me a little overboard, as my mother would clean and others would clean, and then knowing that there was not a scintilla of bread in our home, my father would have to plant bread so that we could go on a hunt for it and he could gather it up and burn it. Which I always thought was a little bit ridiculous, because if there's no bread in the house, why are you actually planting it so that we can find it, so that we can burn it? But as I said, if you're OCD, this is your holiday. And I'm not going to go into the legal reasons for it, although even the legal side of it is astonishingly compulsive. It's why, as I've explained before, but I'll take a second to explain again just to savor the Jewishness of it, it's why you can buy frozen vegetables before Passover, but you cannot buy them during Passover. This might seem illogical to you, but let me explain, and you will understand that it really is illogical. You see, in kashrut, in keeping kosher, the normal proportion is what is called batel b'shishim, which means it's erased by 60. So if you have a big pot of meat stew and you drop in a little milk, by accident, not to flavor, but by accident. If the proportion is 1 to 60, that is, the milk is less than 60th of the meat, then the meat is still fine, it's still kosher. It erases it. Because we don't live in a pure and perfect world, and sometimes, accidentally, your kid's going to walk by a pot of meat with a piece of cheese, and if he drops it in, are you going to throw the whole thing out? No, only if the proportion is less than 1 to 60. So that if you buy vegetables and somehow a crumb of bread gets into your frozen vegetables, and you buy them before Pesach, then before Pesach starts, the 1 to 60 rule applies, and the bread is as if it didn't exist, just like the drop of milk is as if it didn't exist in the pot of meat. But on Passover, we're stricter about bread than we are in the year about milk and meat. So the 1 to 60 doesn't apply. So if you buy it during Passover, that crumb of bread doesn't get nullified. You have to buy it before Passover when the rule is still in force. So you see, it makes perfect sense that you can buy frozen vegetables tomorrow, but if you buy them on Passover, then they're not kosher. Now you will say to me, this is insane. And I will tell you that every real discipline is insane. If you watch a virtuoso in any field, what a gymnast does to get to the Olympics, what a pianist does to get to Carnegie Hall, it's insane. The hours, the discipline, the care, the attention, it's crazy. It's great to watch those Olympic athletes, but believe me, it has to dominate your life. That's all you can care about. And this is true for excellence in any field. I remember when I was in high school and I used to play tournament chess, I remember the people who were really, really good at it. They were, by and large, not well-rounded people. They were brilliant. They were amazing. But the amount of time they had to give to spending attention to how wooden pieces moved over a chessboard didn't leave them a lot of time for reading the newspaper and watching Game of Thrones, like normal people. And on Pesach, we become virtuoso. That is, we take on this responsibility of spiritual excellence that comes through discipline. And the paradoxical message, or virtuosi, the paradoxical message is that only through discipline do you achieve true freedom. The truth is that that person who spent hour after hour after hour after hour practicing at the piano has the freedom to play things that you and I could never play. That athlete who spent endless hours on the basketball court has freedom to pass and dribble and make shots and maneuver in ways that we are not free to do because we don't have the gifts and the discipline to do it. The person who sits at the Seder table and knows that they've gone through this purging has a feeling that, believe me, if you just lock a cabinet and buy some matzah, you don't have. All real freedom comes with discipline. It's why the way the tradition puts it is not avadim hayinu ata b'nei chorin. We were slaves and now we're free. It's avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt and we were free to be servants to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to God. It's not now we have no discipline, we only have freedom. It's that we have now taken on the discipline that allows us to be free. The discipline to Pharaoh, the discipline to Pharaoh didn't free us, but to God it does. It frees our spirits. That's what it means to take upon yourself something difficult, meticulous, exact. It is to liberate your capacities. An Eastern poet once wrote a very short poem about how a string is not free to play music, but once you tie it to the violin, then it can give you the greatest melodies. All of us have in our souls music and vision and dreams. But it takes work and discipline and time to liberate those. All of us have poetry, but not all of us have the discipline to learn meter and image and rhyme. So on this Pesach, I hope that our sense of freedom not only embraces dreams and possibilities and liberating others and fighting for their rights and caring for their lives, but understanding that all of these things, all goodness, all work, all music, all poetry, all spirit requires effort, repetition, attention, discipline, and work. We are a tradition of law because we believe paradoxically that putting restrictions on oneself sets us free. And each song we hear and each holiday we celebrate is not only a tribute to the anarchic spirit of freedom, but to the very Jewish tradition of discipline, of law, of worship, to the one who is the source of all law and all freedom, and that is God. Shabbat Shalom.